Craig.
DJ Bonnie Bon.
And I'm MC Witty Wit. Here we are again.
DJ Bonnie Bon here. I am flying solo with a special guest host in MC Witty Wit's absence. We want to send our deepest condolences to MC Witty Wit and her family at the loss of her dad, Reverend Benjamin K. Marshall Sr. As we say, the show must go on. This is Culture Beat 2.0. I'm here with Claire Schaefer Duffy. She is Program Director of the Center for Nonviolent Solutions. That is nonviolentsolutions.org right here in Worcester. Their mission to provide education and resources to help people in Worcester, in the Worcester area, to understand nonviolence and peacemaking as a way of life and to reject the use of violence in resolving conflict. It's a powerful mission, and their work is community-oriented and often fun. And I invited Claire because she and I have done some collaboratives together, and the arts and culture thread where we meet made it real easy. Claire Schaefer Duffy here with me. We've been together face-to-face in front of audiences, and I thought you'd be great to just share personally what's happening. And because you have done things throughout the year, periodically things come up, right? Whether planned or unplanned, the Center for Nonviolent Solutions collaborating with others, you all have done some work. And one of the things that just happened was the Cork Walk.
Thank you for doing this, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome. It's great. Fill me in on some of the things you've done this year, especially where the Peace Choir stood up.
Yes. So we just finished in July the Quawk Walk, walking tour of Worcester's peace history. And we held it on Quawk Walker Day for the last 2 years, which is Massachusetts Emancipation Day. And that is a state holiday. Many people in Massachusetts might not know that, but that was determined to be a state holiday. And it honors the witness, the courage of a man named Quawk Walker who was enslaved in the late 1700s here in Massachusetts. The woman who owned him agreed to grant freedom when he turned 21. She died, and her second husband did not honor that agreement. He stayed on a few more years, and when Quawk Walker left and worked as a laborer in Barry, the man came and tried to take him back, and he was beaten. And so Quawk Walker took him to trial for assault and battery, basically. But it was raising the issue of, is slavery even legal in Massachusetts? And the trial ruled, no, it is not. And so that ended slavery in Massachusetts. And that was in the late 1700s. His wasn't the only case, but it was several cases that pushed the point and the courts rendered slavery illegal. So that's one of the stops on the tour that we do. This month, we're going to be doing our annual Hiroshima commemoration. And last year, we held that event by the shores of beautiful Lake Quinsig. And this year we're going to be at Elm Park. And this event remembers the U.S. atomic bombing of the Japanese city of Hiroshima. It's not just a remembrance. It's also an appeal for a world free of these weapons. And at the commemoration, because the bombing can feel very abstract to Americans because it was historical. You know, it happened more than 80 years ago, 81 now. But also it didn't happen to us. It happened to people far, far away. And we just know nuclear bombs kind of through movies, through Dr. Strangelove. Now they're more contemporary movies, but we don't understand what they did to the human body, what they did to the environment. So that's what we include always, are these voices from the past, but not just to stay in the past, but to motivate us and to hear their message of never again, you know, never, these weapons must never, ever be used again. And that's always the message that comes out from Hiroshima in present day. So at our event, we will read from these reflections, and we also have cultural pieces to our program. We have Mountain River Taiko drumming, which is a form of Japanese drumming that's really full body drumming. It's very wonderful. It was very popular. We had them come in last year. We have two people leading us in Shintaido, which is kind of a full body form of meditation. It will just be brief. There will be political leaders speaking about the importance of working for nuclear disarmament, and also faith leaders offering prayers for nuclear disarmament. And we are also in the tradition of Hiroshima and here in the U.S. at Hiroshima commemorations, going to be floating peace lanterns in Elm Park Pond, which, thanks to the rain, will be higher than it's been for a while. So these lanterns, people write their prayers, their wishes for peace, and they are placed on the water. And this is a tradition that's done in the city of Hiroshima also. Actually, they did that, I think, within the first year after the bomb was dropped. So this is a way to conscientize people in Worcester about the seriousness of nuclear weapons. We don't hear about it much in our news. We are hearing about it in the Iran war, but they are an existential threat to the planet. They are not limited to affecting two countries at war. They would have global effect, just like the climate crisis. So we're kind of linking the two this year because our theme is you can't build nuclear weapons and care for the planet.
Okay, I see that. So that's going to be on Thursday. So it'll be a week from this Thursday,
exactly.
The 6th.
Exactly, which is the date that the bomb was dropped on Hiroshima. And it will be at 6:30 in the evening at Elm Park. And everybody is welcome. It's
beautiful,
to the public.
Claire, you actually went over to Japan in the last year. I remember seeing your posts again in the annual, and you think of the year Hiroshima happened. A little bit about your trip.
I know you've been to Japan. Last year, I went to Hiroshima for the 80th anniversary with a small delegation from Worcester. Mm. It was so cool, Bonnie, because where the bomb actually hit the point of impact, it's called the epicenter, is now a peace park. And they have all this artistic expression of people wanting peace throughout the whole day, throughout the whole park. There's music, there's people chanting prayers, people making lanterns. There are these big banners that they hang on the banks of the river. And then when it goes dark, you know, when the sun has set and the city is in darkness, not full darkness because the streetlights are on, of course, thousands of people come down to the riverbank and launch these lanterns in the river.
Beautiful.
And there's live music playing, all kinds of live music, like buskers that are in the park during the day. And then at night, they had a Japanese flautist, which is like shakuhachi, you know, it's more solemn. But it's a way of saying on this day, we will collectively express our yearning for peace. And we don't have enough of that in our own country.
Yeah.
We need more of that, you know, where we collectively say we want a world that is free of nuclear weapons.
Yeah. I wanted to hear more about the peace choir, community choir, right?
Right. Thank you for asking. They are going to perform also on August 6th at Elm Park, Thursday, August 6th, 6:30, 8:30. And they are having open sings. The next one is going to be Sunday, August 2nd at the Unitarian Universalist Church at 1 o'clock. Everybody is welcome to come down. The singing ranges from some more formal songs that, you know, it's like a choir if you're reading music, but a lot of the songs are just taught on the spot. And I don't read music, so it's for people like me, you know, that the person is using their hands to say the note goes up, the note goes down, the note's in the middle. And it's just such a joy because some of the people who come, a lot of them are really good singers, like they can harmonize and collectively make you sound great. And I love doing backup. So it's very restorative to the soul. And there's songs celebrating the human community. Chris Kearney, who is the
Chris Kearney at Mechanics
Exactly. He's one of the directors, Matthew Johnson, Nan Gibbons. They all have music backgrounds. Matt is a pianist and choir director, and Chris, as you know, has a pretty extraordinary voice.
Again, he leads Many Voices Mechanics Hall Youth Singers, plus his own opera lyric style.
Yes, and you know, he brought in the I can't remember what they're called. They're an amazing like national group of people that sing spirituals. I don't know if
Oh,
you heard.
yeah. So Everett McCorvey is in with Music Worcester through next year as the artist in residence, and he is the leader of the American Spiritual Ensemble. And this
Wow.
is the group with which Kristen Carney joined up on stage on one of their performances. But yeah, and I just love the community spirit of what the Peace Choir brings. It sounds like it's a growing thing, it's a different evolution of group of people.
Yes, and I think they're hoping to, within the year, organize a very large event that brings in people from different cities to come and sing at Mechanics Hall. But
Wow.
the thing is, like, you know, a collective peace choir. And I think music as a form of resistance and also peace building is really important right now. Part of the, you know, why is it Peace Choir Worcester? It's because of the function that music plays in building social justice movements, in building resistance, in giving people courage in very difficult times. In Minneapolis, we saw a lot of people, like there was a wonderful video of over, I think, 1,000 people at a church that had gotten together and were singing, you know, coming off the street from marches, but just you build your soul up. So the idea with the Peace Choir is to sing at events like the Hiroshima commemoration, but also to hold open sings in which people can just come and sing for the joy of it and build community through song.
Love
But
that.
that idea,
And yes, it
we
really is. And you know, Claire, you and I, our worlds collided when you were working on the project
grow
describing.
into courage. And it was a multimedia presentation about the early days of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. But we inserted music in those meetings.
Into those readings, right? And then the whole Sweet Honey in the Rock, and then fast forward, my relationship developing with a couple of the founding members of Sweet Honey in the Rock never would have been imagined without you. Sort of honestly, they were not on my radar much, but certainly I didn't expect to be in the presence of members and in the presence of a SNCC group of folks who are still out and about and doing their thing. Judy Richardson is the woman from SNCC with whom I have become acquainted and been in her presence. You know, it's kind of amazing the way the thread has opened up to connect us,
SNCC
you
Legacy
know.
Project. Because Bernice Regan, who's one of the founders of Sweet Honey in the Rock, she was in Albany and a student organizer. She got kicked out of Albany, which was a historically black college, because she was organizing. And, you know, like a number of the women, they were told to not rock the boat because they were first generation college attendees, but they did. And because of them, the Voting Rights Act was ultimately realized and is now getting gutted. So I really feel like we have to bring that history back to help people understand how much Americans, especially Black Americans, risk to get that piece of legislation. And also, you know, in that story, music played a huge role, huge.
Huge.
It really helped people face tremendous amount of violence. And
Yeah.
I think that is also a strain in the inspiration for the Peace Choir.
Yeah. So I think I'm gonna play Sweet Honey in the Rock, Let There Be Peace on Earth. Let there be, right? That'd be a good one.
And I think that's going to be one of the songs we're singing at the Hiroshima commemoration.
Oh, that'd be
So
beautiful.
that would be great. That would be great.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Let's go. Ba-da, 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 ba- once again. Let there be peace on earth, let the moment be now, when every man and woman understands their power.
DJ Bonnie Bon here with Things to Do in the Woo. We're here for you, as always, at 90.5 WICN. Let's see what the calendar has to offer.